subject. I am an over-compulsive luster. Dear Mr. Harvey and Ms. Strawberry, I am a 23-year-old young lady with a problem. I am coming to the conclusion that I am an over-compulsive luster. I'm single with no children, two part-time jobs, and I go to school full-time. So as far as a relationship is concerned, I just simply don't have the time. I realized I had a problem when my guy friend called and I got excited and went to Wally and bought a 36-pack of gold. I'm a very friendly person, so I can be cordial with just about anybody. With as much as I do, I will admit that I'm a stoner. My friendships usually start out as kicking it strong without being intimate or even considering it. But after a few months of being the homie slash friend, I eventually let my lustful ways interfere. I do know that I am a queen, but my promiscuity states otherwise. And with me being the analytical person that I am, I worry about myself. Am I doing this because of insecurities? Do I really love myself? Could this be the result of not having a father figure? Is there something deeper? I've been battling these demons for some time, but have yet to find the root of the problem. Maybe I'm overanalyzing. My question to you is, how do I help myself to seize my lustful ways? What is an over-compulsive luster? What is that? I mean,
she created that.
Yeah, is it a term you just made up so you can?
Oh, just a real short word for it.
Yeah, don't even go there yet. I think it's a term you just made up to justify what you're doing with these men and all this. I mean, and you're a stoner. You are a stoner. You're getting high. So, you know, you probably will have a lot of things going on in your head and stuff. You say you don't have time for a relationship. You said that in the letter. But I'm a firm believer in, you know, people make time for what they want to make time for. You make time to get high. You make time to go to Wally, which I'm assuming is Walgreens or Walmart, to get a 36-pack of gold. And I think that means condoms. So you have time to do those things, okay?
Three dozen, right there.
They don't sell reefer down in Walmart.
You know, you have time to do some things, okay? I mean, you are very busy, but if you're kicking them for a few months, during that time, why don't you try to get to know a person and possibly, you know, try to have a relationship with these men instead of just kicking it with them and getting high with them and, you know, and all of this stuff. You say you're a queen, you know you're a queen. You're not acting like a queen, though. You're really not. A queen wouldn't do this. A queen wouldn't just kick it with somebody, get high and, you know, call herself a stoner. Come on now. Do you love yourself? It doesn't sound like it. Low self-esteem. You're only 23, so you need to get these lessons early. Okay, stop what you're doing. Continue your schooling and your work and everything, but stop what you're doing and realize who you are and what you should deserve and what you should get out of life. Steve? Come on, talk to the over-compulsive luster.
Young lady, you're one of these people that's so smart, you stupid. It's amazing how much you know about yourself, but then want to turn around and act like you don't know what's wrong. Do I really love myself? Is this insecurity? Is this a result of not having a father figure? Is there something deeper? How do I help myself to cease my lustful ways? Now, let's just go into this. I know that I am a queen, but my promiscuity states otherwise. Excuse me. Quit calling yourself a queen. Because this ain't what queens do. You can't live under the bridge in London and then come up on top of the bridge and claim you're the royal family member, you a queen. Action speaks louder than words. And all you just a bunch of words, young lady. And I'm sick of you. And you ought to be sick and tired of yourself. You are going to ruin yourself like this. And it ain't got nothing to do with no father figure. Ain't got no good with no insecurity. There ain't got to be nothing. You don't think much of yourself to pass yourself out like chewing gum. That's all this is. And when you gonna stop that? You need God. That's really what you need. You need prayer. Because, see, you one of them people. You so smart, you stupid. I'm single, no children, 2 part-time jobs. I go to school full-time. So far as the relationship is concerned, I just simply don't have the time. If you got time to screw a boy, you got time for a relationship.
Yep.
Because what's the screwing for? See, you setting yourself up for failure with your little smart self. You so analytical. I realized I had a problem when my guy friend called and I got excited, went to Wally and bought a 36-pack of gold.
What is that?
I am an over-compulsive luster. What?
Yeah, come on.
Over-compulsive luster. Like I told Shirley, the way you acting is not like a over-compulsive luster. You acting like a little short word. Mm-hmm. And when you gonna stop acting like that? See, quit trying to give yourself these big dressed up titles and let's just go and get real. When you gonna quit acting like a little gardening tool? When you gonna do that? When you gonna stop at, see, you know so much, all this education, all this I'm analytical, promiscuity, all these big words. When you gonna quit acting like this little trick and pull yourself together? What's wrong with you, young lady? Are you for real?
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.